talking about. Ooh-wee! Ooh-wee! It's the Ooh-wee Radio Show. Demonstration.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Meek Millie. We in the building.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's your girl, Cardi B.
It's Kayla Brianna.
What's good? It's Kehlani.
Yeah, this is 50 Cent, Wild Not on Wild. You heard me, it's going down.
What's up? It's Megan Thee Stallion.
What up? What up? Y'all, it's your girl, Remy Ma.
Gotta play it safe. No face, no case. Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a shit who wouldn't wanna fuck in my face. Bomb ass tight, rack stack of shack height. Broke boys don't deserve no piece of.
I know that's right.
Radio Show.
It's the lovely Jazzy Jake, and you already know you tap back in with Ooh-wee hip-hop and R&B. And it's time for one of my personal favorite segments. It's time for that Dear Jazzy, and we about to hop right into it because it's real juicy.
It's time for Dear Jazzy on Ooh-wee Radio.
Dear Jazzy, I was dating a girl for 3 years before I went to prison. When I got locked up, she told me that she was pregnant. So once I got out, I contacted her to see her and my child. But she told me she was married and that my daughter thinks her husband is her dad. Okay. She doesn't want me to have any contact with my daughter whatsoever. What should I do? Dang. I'm so sorry you even got to go through that. That's messed up. If she know that's your baby, she should definitely let you be in her life regardless of what she got going on now. You know, or what she started since you've been gone. But if I was you, I would say you need to file for joint custody. But you would have to make sure all your ducks is in a row before you do all this. First, because you're going to need a good paying job and you're going to need a 2-bedroom spot for y'all to stay at. You're going to have to show this stuff on paper and they probably going to try to get on in your business. They want to see like how much you're making, how your house looking, all that crazy stuff. But if you don't want to go that route, you want to like skip going to court and doing all that stuff, then I would say you could just pop up to their house one day and try to catch the dude while he outside. Try to catch her husband while he outside or something, or get his number, hit him up. But regardless, you're going to have to talk to him and just tell him, like, you know, let him know first off that his girl trying to keep, you know, you away from your child, because that ain't cool. And if he a real man, he ain't gonna want her to do that. You know, he gonna stand up and be like, all right, yeah, we ain't about to do that. You know, I respect you for even trying to come around. You know, I've been in her life for these 3 years, but I get that you her dad, and you know, you wasn't around, and now you want to come back around. So the stepdad gonna have to be okay with letting the real father step in and try to, you know, and you know, he might not be as good as a stepdad, but it don't matter. Like, at the end of the day, you need to still give him a chance to be in his daughter's life. But I say, you know, like, if you really wanted to work, that's the way you really gonna have to go about it. And that man, I pray that he's a good man with a good heart. And I pray that he, if he really got his stepdaughter's best interest at heart, then he will let you see the baby, you know. Unless he doesn't know that the child isn't his, then you're gonna have a whole nother problem at on your hands. But that's totally a different, story. So I don't even know, you know, I'm just saying, cause maybe, you know, just imagine, say when you left for them 3 years, she started dating him like right after you left, boom, they having sex, boom, she didn't, now she found out she was pregnant, but deep down, she know that it's really your baby cause she was pregnant before she got with you, but he gonna be thinking like, well, you know, I did shoot the club up a couple times, maybe it is my baby. So if she wasn't honest with him from jump, that could be another reason why she don't want you to be with the baby, to be honest. Like, that could definitely be the reason. It's because she told that man that that's his child, and he don't know nothing about you. And that would be even more terrible, and I would hate for that to even be the case, but you just got to try to get in her head, think like how she think or how she was thinking at that time. Like, or maybe she didn't even know. Maybe she, you know, she said when you went to jail, she told you she was pregnant or whatever. But how soon after was you in jail that she told you? Or did she tell you, you know, like right before you went? Like, you know, because she might not have known if it was yours or not. Like, if she had sex with him kind of like right after or somewhere up in that same time frame, then she probably is thinking that, oh, well, maybe it could be his. Or she might not know, so she don't even want to open up that can. So she just like, yeah, I'm going to just rock with him because this is who I've been with for the last 3 years. Now, I'm not saying that's okay. That's definitely not okay. At the end of the day, that child, when that child grow up, that child gonna want some answers if they ever find out. So it's the best way to do it is just to be honest up front. Try to contact that man. Say she don't want to do it. Either go do it the way, you know, do it the legal way. Go to the courts, file for joint custody, but make sure you got your stuff, you know, going on and straight so that it won't be nothing that could stop you from getting your child or at least getting joint custody. Or, like I said, pull up to their house one day and try to catch the guy and try to talk to a man to man. But when you do this, you're going to have to come humbly and you're going to have to come, like, you know, come relax. Even if he trying to get a little hype, still, your main goal is to see your baby. So try to keep a level head if you do decide to go that route. But y'all already know what it is. I want to thank y'all so much for tapping in on Dear Jazzy. If you want to be featured on the show, make sure you DM us. That's 2 O's, W-E-E Radio Show. And we're going to talk about it. Thank you for writing in, young fella. I pray everything go great with your situation. It's Ooh-Wee, hip-hop and R&B.
It's the Ooh-Wee Radio Show.
It's your girl, the butter, not butter, and we finna figure out what's really going on with DJ Ness. What we talking about?
What wine?
It be stuff going on, because y'all know I'll be talking about stuff every week, and I'll be like, whoa, dang. Starting with high school students, I'm not for sure exactly. I kind of skimmed through this, but high school students walk out of class a couple days ago. I don't, you know, they walk out of class to protest transgender bathroom policies. So students are feeling unsafe. They're saying that the transgenders can go to any bathroom that they please. Really? They can go to male, they can go to female. And they're stating that it's unsafe.
It is.
Why would you be transgender and go to both?
Man, stop.
Choose the one you decided to go to.
Right.
But no,
clearly, it's not happening
to.
There. They're Pick taking side, advantage stare. Of that, and they're going into whichever bathroom they feel comfortable. And so that's just you as a woman. Imagine being in a locker room.
They need
being
a unisex bathroom.
Right. And a transgender man walks in. He's a woman now, but he still has men tendencies. He still think like a man. He still sound like a man.
You can't
he still
think
got the
like
throat like a man.
It look like a duck, quack like a duck.
So is that okay to...
No.
It's a hard no for me. When I say hard no, I mean like the hardest, capital, most boldest, underlined, highlighted, embossed.
It's not the president no.
No for me. What are we even talking about here? I mean, honestly, I don't want to get on that topic, but with that specific situation, if I go in the bathroom and decide... and I see you doing whatever you decide you want to do, and it's not what I'm doing and what I'm naturally doing, I'm going to get a little nervous. Exactly. And I'm telling.
No, these students that walked out,
they
don't want to see it. They don't
I'm
like
telling.
It.
Why
I'm
they
telling.
Don't have a unisex bathroom, like, that's just a slap in the face. Like, yeah. Come on now. I'm not trying to come out the bathroom and see you.
Yeah. If y'all going to accommodate the people who decide to take that path, accommodate the people who decide to
not
take that path. Yeah. That's my only thing. If you do what you do to one side, you got to do to the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What you do to one side, you got to do to the other. That's just real.
Okay.
We love y'all, though.
So we're going to keep it.
We
keep
love you, though. We do love you. It ain't no shame, no hate.
Oh, yeah. We love do y'all. Love you. I got some friends, I you know, mm-hmm. but I still, I be
we
speaking
love
the to them, too.
Just the don't heck? Need to be whipping your
But it just
feet.
Is what it is. Uh-huh. Don't come in this bathroom with that thing.
Please don't.
Okay, Barry. That wink, wink.
Okay.
So, y'all, it's a rapper. I don't know if y'all ever heard of him. He go by Mad Music Cali. Name is Justin Lewis. He shot his mother and his children 7 times in front of her son.
Oh, no.
Excuse me.
I don't know what's going on with people's mental health.
Oh, my God.
But he didn't kill his mother and his
He killed his mother and his child in front of his wife because of what?
Because she wanted to leave him.
Wow.
How many women is going through something like that, trying to leave a man, and they won't let you leave?
Y'all men need to have a backbone. Just
Girl.
Like y'all cheat and do us wrong, you need to have a backbone when that woman get ready to walk away.
Child,
come on
this
now.
Is everybody. I ain't gonna lie, since 2020, the rise in domestic violence both ways has been ridiculous.
It's crazy.
It's just terrible.
The fact that people think that they can result to to crime,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you're a murderer.
Who you thought you were? You're not God. You sound like her sister, because after this happened, he got on social media. He was arguing with the, I don't know, I can't believe y'all didn't see this. He was on social media arguing with the sister. Sister, like, you killed my sister.
There's
you
no way.
You sitting here
There's no
with
way.
The devil's eyes.
There's no way.
You didn't kill her, and you did. It's
There's no way.
Y'all are not God. Y'all need to stop playing. Like,
well, yeah. they finally yeah. got him and charged him with murder, so he's
Well, very
here.
Good. Get him up out of there.
And
before you go on there. This, I do want to say this, y'all. Mental health is a real thing, and if you're dealing with that, I do advise, if you see somebody that's dealing with it, go ahead and tap in, reach out for some resources for them. Like, there's signs that are going around. I need y'all to pay attention, since 2020 has been crazy.
Very.
It's been very crazy.
It's not a bad thing. It's okay.
Yeah.
Just get some help. It's okay, bro. You'd be surprised how many people got the same problem as you or worse.
Yeah. Stop self-medicating yourself when you don't feel right, because them lean, them Percocets that had your mind seeing things, just doing things. You're addicted to them. You got it. Y'all got to chill,
but
man.
Get up off that. I ain't going to lie. Rest in peace to her. And then, you know, her family. We send our condolences, because that's crazy.
Yeah.
Big crazy.
R.I.P. baby girl.
Big crazy.
I'm so sad for her son.
Yeah, hate that.
The man, he was going to get it together. Especially the black men. They got to get it together. They got to control their emotions.
Stand
they
for something to fall for anything, and it makes it.
They worried about what we wearing, half dressing, and twerking, and they got other stuff to be worried about.
Have y'all ever been to that Sesame's place? Y'all ain't got kids, so y'all ain't never been to Sesame's
ain't
place.
Ain't never been. Them kids ain't never been.
Sesame's Place.
Hey, Sesame's Place be tripping. But y'all remember back when Sesame's Place walked past the little black girl? Y'all remember that?
Sesame Street.
So they trending now. So a black family was out at Sesame's Place. Don't ask me where.
Sesame's
that.
Place
I
or
don't
Sesame
know.
Street?
Sesame's Place.
It's Sesame Place Street place. Avenue Boulevard.
They got their own.
I thought it's like Disney World or something.
Yeah, it's like a Disney. It's like a their own theme park. Right. So Sesame's Place. So they a white security, whatever she wanted to call herself, walked up to this black family and said that they were stealing all their stuff. They had receipts. They was like, we have receipts. You don't have to do this, ma'am.
And they pushed the agenda with her.
They were stealing.
They had the kids.
Stealing.
Let me tell you right now, I hope nobody went to jail, and I hope she didn't step out her body to snatch them up out of that. Because
I would have stepped out my soul.
I would have stepped out my soul.
Oh, my God. I'm glad they didn't step out their soul.
In front of my kids.
Because after she checked the receipts and seen that everything was there, she still proceeded to call police. She still proceeded to call police. And I just feel like, you know, why would you call police? Like, the way our black people are dying, you know, it's just some racist
thing.
Look,
I'm going to say
like,
this.
You know,
I'm gonna say
it's
this.
Just.
I do feel that outside of them just being racist, they are truly threatened by presence of they are threatened.
Stop playing with me. I'm not in there stealing nothing. I'm so store. Stop playing with me like that before I get mad.
They're threatened. They're threatening. Honestly, it ain't nothing we could do because we literally born this way. You feel me? But I hate that it happened like that.
Hey, y'all make people want to take y'all store up top.
What
you just playing
really
with people that's not even about to play with
Let
you
me
like
send my people through real quick. But it's OOE Hip Hop and R&B. If you want to chime in to what's going on, what's really going on in this freaking world, hit us up at 2O's WEE Radio Show.
Ooh-wee.
It's the OOE Radio Show.